flush, what would you say the issues were with the passing game?
We missed some opportunities. You know, we had some balls ricochet off hands that got intercepted. We missed some throws. A lot of things happened that didn't work in our favor.
Did Devin cut a route short on that first play?
He may have. I'm going to have to see it, see what he saw. I mean, again, part of the routes that they run are based off of the coverage that they read, so we'll have to see him. Probably have to ask him directly why he what happened on that play.
How much did not having Jonathan Stewart back in the backfield as a threat hurt you?
I don't think that hurt us. I don't think that. I really don't. I don't think that hurt us. I thought Cap came in and ran hard. Shoot, his first carry was like an 11-yard gain. I just think, again, some things that we missed, some opportunities we didn't take advantage of.
As guys kind of understand what opportunities they missed with this game, what was the motive line for? I mean, learning that the Saints lost.
I don't know if they knew that. I really don't. I just found out myself. I mean, you know, they didn't put the score up. My understanding is though they lost on the last play of the game. So, you know, at that point, we wouldn't have known either way. But it is a missed opportunity, as I said.
Yeah, what is your reaction when you hear the Saints losing? You could have won and didn't.
Well, probably like anybody else, just mad, disappointed. I mean, take your pick. It's just one of those things. I mean, you got an opportunity in front of you. You got to come out and play your game. You can't worry about anything else, but you have to take advantage of that opportunity in front of you. You got to go out and win the football game.
Ron, is it frustrating, especially in a game like this a couple other times this year as well, when your defense has put your offense in position to make something happen? Things have seemed to fall short, especially today.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, again, you force a team like this to kick field goals, you know, you love that opportunity. I mean, you go back and look at it, you know, based on the score, you know, you score a touchdown or two, and you score two touchdowns, you win the game. It's that simple. We didn't, and that's on us. I mean, you got to give them credit. They played well. They made plays when they had to, and we didn't.
Ron, from what you saw tonight, what are your major concerns going into the playoffs?
Truthfully, that we complete passes, that we run the ball better, that we're better on third down in defense. I mean, those are things that, you know, in all honesty, I mean, it's just no different than in the regular season when we lose a game. You sit there and look at what happened, and you say those are things that concern us. So we got to fix those things.
It looked like Cam and Greg in particular were just not in sync today. Did you have any idea why that might have been?
Couldn't tell you why, Joe. You know, there were some opportunities to make some plays by both of them, and we didn't.
Ron, are you concerned about this offense's ability to make a deep push here?
No, I'm not. I'm not concerned at all. I mean, it's this one game, you know. I mean, we played well for most of this year. We've had some opportunities to win some football games, and if we can play defense the way we played it, we'll give ourselves a chance to win football games.
Of this big picture, considering the injuries and guys getting into rotation, being a little bit more receivers especially.
That's the hard spot. You know, we got some young guys that have got to step up and some other guys that have got to step up, so. You know, we'll bounce back. We're going to feel good about ourselves when we start getting ready for the playoffs. I mean, that's where we are. And it doesn't change anything. We got a chance.
Ron, were you okay with the effort, Ron?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I thought the guys went out there and competed, played hard. You know, and you can't take that away from them now. Don't forget that they get paid too. They came out and played hard as well. We had some chances. We just didn't take advantage of them.
Now that the matchups are set, early thoughts on playing the Saints again?
Yeah, you play who shows up, and we'll show up, and we'll play them.
Three teams in the NFC South, I mean, just when you kind of hear that in the playoffs, what is that?
Well, to me, that just shows you, you know, just how strong and competitive we've been. I mean, it's been a good division. You know, the last two NFC representatives have been us in Atlanta, you know, and New Orleans has done it in the past. So I just think it's a good division right now. And, you know, for the most part, we all have our franchise quarterbacks. I mean, again, my understanding is, you know, New Orleans won, and I mean, excuse me, Tampa Bay won, and they played well the last three games. You know, they played well against Atlanta, played well against us, and they played well enough to beat New Orleans, obviously.
Why do you feel like New Orleans has kind of had you guys' number this year?
Because we've missed some opportunities that we've had, more so than anything else, and we'll see how it turns out.
Ron, Cam came out and kind of right from the start. Whether it was coverage or error, I think you missed his first nine passes. Did you see anything during that stretch that kind of portended to a tough day?
Well, that's a tough start.
Right.
I mean, you know, at that point. But then I felt really good about the two-minute drive going down scoring just before halftime. You know, I would have loved to have seen us come out beginning of the third quarter and, you know, make something happen. but unfortunately we didn't.
Was there anything special that Atlanta's defense was doing, or was it just a matter of lack of execution on your office?
Well, I don't know if you'd say a lack of execution. I'd probably say a lack of making plays. Maybe that's the same thing. We just didn't do it.
Do you worry at all that the injuries you guys are taking in that receiver corps are starting to catch up with you all?
Nope, not at all. I mean, Funch just made a big catch, you know. We had some other guys make some other plays. I mean, you know, it's just about making those plays, about putting the ball where it needs to be, about catching the ball when it's thrown to you, you know, blocking when you're supposed to. I mean, that's just the way it is.
You talk about the blocking abilities of Eric Dixon.
I think both those guys are tremendous blockers, do a real good job for us. And Ed showed you his value that he can catch the football. You know, again, I like to see, you know, that we get back to certain things as far as our offense is concerned, you know, now that, you know, we're in a situation where, you know, it's win or go home. So we've got to go out and make plays.
Do you have any concern over the injury that members?
No. I think, you know, if Chris can make it, great. If he can't, feel really good about who Alex Arma is. You know, we didn't give Alex any opportunities today, but, you know, Alex has that kind of ability. So, you know, he's a good blocker.
Was Stu precautionary around or?
He actually woke up this morning with a stiff back, you know, and you know, he saw the chiropractor that we bring with us, and they stretched him out, took him out on the field, and it just never loosened up. So, yeah, I guess, Joe, you could say it was precautionary.
And Greg seemed pretty upset early in the game on a hit that looked like he thought was high. Your view on that?
Well, you know, I mean, you miss them. You miss plays. You miss things that happen. And you know, if a guy hits you in the back of the head or hits you in the chin, I mean, in the face, I mean, head, neck area. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be looking out for. So I don't know because I didn't see the play and I didn't see the replay.
There was a play in the first half. It looked like Devin might have been interfered with. You held him back. Did you just, you want him to go handle it?
Yeah. You know, and I don't disagree with Devin. You know, but again, there's things that happen and, you know, they make mistakes as well. All right. All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.